97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. Thanks for being with us today. This is the Speak Up Table, and my name is Barbara, and we have a serious, perhaps a difficult conversation for you today. We're going to talk about mental health and mental health issues, especially suicide for adults and teens. Here to help us be well-informed is Catherine Perruse. Catherine is licensed in Idaho as a clinical professional counselor. She is a national certified counselor with a master's degree in mental health counseling, and she works with both adults and adolescents. So everybody, please sit back, get comfortable, stay with us today. We'll be right back.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other.
Sharon's Hallmark has a wide selection of gifts for all the dads and grads in your life. New merchandise is arriving daily with gifts for all tastes and budgets, plus the best selection of souvenirs in town.
DeLuna's, the home of the Long Weekend Cafe, has a new spring menu and now with outside seating. Also, stop in and check out the gift shop, open Friday through Monday.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
Starting a job at McDonald's starts with a flexible schedule, in-depth training, and great benefits. It's a chance to start building your skills and start building your future. Starting to feel interested? Start your application today at careers.mcdonalds.com.
Your flexible schedule begins today at your locally owned and operated McDonald's. With competitive starting wages and college tuition assistance, your future is waiting. Apply now.
Jobs you apply for may be in a restaurant owned by a franchisee, not McDonald's. Franchisees are responsible for all employment at their restaurants.
Hi, this is Darcy Smith from the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Grad night preparations are in place for the Sandpoint High School graduating class of 2021, but we need your help. Unfortunately, our traditional fundraising for this great event did not happen, but we can still make this a very memorable evening. You can help with monetary or prize donations. Contact me at the fairgrounds or by email at darcy.smith@bonnercountyid.gov. Help us make grad night memorable for this special class.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, all right, welcome back in and say hello and welcome to our guest, Catherine Perruse. Catherine's been with me before. She's an old hand at this. Catherine, welcome back in.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you inviting me.
Catherine was just telling me and updating me that she just completed her PhD degree in counseling education. So she is Dr. Catherine Perruse. Congratulations for that.
Thank you.
And the work that she does with her clients is through Seven Peaks, her counseling service, Seven Peaks Counseling in Sandpoint. I'm going to give you this number a couple of times. So as we roll through this conversation, if you or someone you know thinks that you might want to follow up on something with Catherine, you are encouraged to do that. 208-816-4152. Well, Catherine, as you know, our topic is mental health and suicide for adults and adolescents, but you have other areas of service in your counseling. Give our audience a brief overview of the list of your services.
Well, I am a private practice, so there's just me. I do provide counseling for a wide variety of diagnoses and issues, ranging from life problems, which we all have throughout our lives sometimes, to more significant diagnoses such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder 1 and 2, pretty well go the full gamut.
Yes. All right. And you also mentioned that you are meeting and have been meeting in person with clients. Do you do online if they want online, or and also you have in-person available?
I do. I do both telemental health using video. Right now, we are allowed by insurance companies to do them also by phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have been doing in-person since last year, late summer.
That's excellent. I really admire you for that, Francine, because sometimes the telehealth, not everyone wants to access the technology and they're uncomfortable with it. And I'll just say from my perspective on the radio, when I have a guest in the studio, it is flat out a much better interview. We're looking at each other. Right. We're seeing body language. We're looking at eyes. We're looking at smiles. And when I interview someone on the phone and they're only coming into my ear, yes, you can do an interview and it's a good interview, but it's not nearly what you get in person.
I've been a big proponent of telehealth.
Okay.
All along. I have found that in most cases it works wonderfully.
Well, I was thinking telehealth is face to face.
Correct.
As opposed to just being on the phone.
Just on the phone is more difficult.
Yeah.
Particularly with people who maybe have more significant issues. It can be more difficult to do on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that's what you have. So
exactly.
You work with what you have. It's better than nothing usually.
Amen to that. Well, I warned you I was going to start off or get into statistics because I think sometimes we think we live in a bubble up here in Idaho and somehow we are, you know, set apart in these increasing statistics for suicide and mental health and the ramifications of deteriorating mental health. So give us some of the statistics that you think are important for our audience to hear and understand.
Well, in the research that I've read, which granted there's not a lot yet, there will be research takes a tremendous amount of time to gather data.
Mm-hmm.
But the early indicators are that diagnoses such as depression and anxiety are up to close to 40% nationwide, which is a significant increase. And that is, I am seeing a corresponding increase in my own client load. That is primarily, I'm seeing an increase in anxiety, but also depression.
What about suicides?
That one is always so hard. A, it's very, very early in the data collection for last year. We probably won't see that until 2022, the mm-hmm. official numbers. But the preliminary numbers, like last year's numbers, so 2019, are actually down.
Yeah, I've read that also, yeah. That 2019 was down, which was the good news. But the trend seems to be, and this is, again, not a final thing, but it seems to be that it was moving up in 2020.
It went up a very little bit. Now, those mm-hmm. are prime preliminary numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But it is still looking to be below what it was in 2018.
All right. I don't want people to get too happy out there because, and correct me if I'm wrong, I was looking at statistics that indicated that Idaho as a state ranks 9th in suicide deaths. That means we are at the top of the pack for suicides. We're 9th of all the 50 states. So what, 41 states are better off than we are for suicides. So we don't have much to celebrate here in Idaho.
Idaho has been in the top 10 since I read, since the CDC started keeping records in 1955.
Let's try to, if we can, break that down. I know that one of the answers is going to be rural. There is something about Western rural states that apparently challenges us. Is that correct? Is that what you've seen, Catherine?
The northwestern part of the country, but also the southwestern, tend to have a cultural attitude of, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, get with it, kick yourself in the butt. Sometimes you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible. So I think that contributes. We're rural, we tend to have more firearms.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tremendous number of firearms at my house. That's mm-hmm. just the culture that mm-hmm. we have here. And also access to counseling is limited. Almost everyone I know in town has a wait list.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you do reach the point where you feel you acknowledge that there's a problem, you can't get in and get any help.
Yeah. So we're really our rural grassroots kind of in Western and Southwestern, also independent spirit, can work against us when we kind of get into some kind of a mental area where we're disturbed, we're more anxious. Things have happened in our life that have brought us further down than we're not bouncing back.
Right.
And we don't have the access, perhaps, that is available in bigger cities.
True.
Yeah. I was also reading that, again, the number of deaths, and this would be suicide, is I guess this goes along with us being ninth nationally in suicide deaths. We are well above the national average per capita.
True.
You know, sometimes populations kind of percentages kind of make statistics look different, but it fills out per capita. We are well above the national average for suicide. So that's, yeah. What about young people? What is your take on the suicide risk for our younger adults? Maybe looking at teenagers, I know one of the areas is 18 to 25. So what about our young people?
Our young people are struggling, and I see that here. They're struggling. They're feeling stressed. Many of them don't have the coping skills to address that stress, and that tends to be a lot of what we work on in counseling is we can't change everything that happens around us. We can only change how we react to that.
You know, this whole COVID-19 thing from beginning to end has been stressful for adults and kids. I mean, I am obviously stating the obvious, but I think that I would like to hear you kind of break it down for us. You know, what is it, first of all, apart from the responses, the lockdowns, what is it about the COVID-19, do you think, that has so challenged adults and the clients that you're seeing that's challenged them to be more depressed or more upset or more on edge?
I think as a culture in the United States, we're not used to not having information. So the fact that COVID has been such a rapidly changing environment, it has changed from day to day. That's frustrating to everybody. You don't know if what you read today is, they may discover something new that negates it in a week.
Mm-hmm.
The discord
they
within our...
They have discovered things that negate what they've said in a week.
Absolutely, and that's how research on something this new works.
Yeah.
You have to do, there are a lot of steps involved. The more knowledge you get, the more variables you find.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the nature of research.
Yeah. We human beings, we don't like to feel like we're not in control. I mean, I know we talk about, he's a control freak. Well, I don't know. In my opinion, everybody's got a dose of control going on in their life. And none of us like to feel like we're just slipping and sliding and we don't have any control over what's going on. We don't understand it. We can't control it.
Well, and that hit us on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first, we don't know what the illness or if it's going to hit us personally. And then you go to buy a staple such as toilet paper and they're out. Now you don't even have control over that.
And you don't know why.
Right. And so it's frustrating. It's overwhelming. It just adds to the sense of everything feels like it's just a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And that has put stress on people and some first responders, counselors too. It's right now that we're really starting to feel it.
Yes. We'll talk about that. That's a really, really good point. And before we get into the lockdowns and all the responses, but, you know, we don't like to feel like we're not in control, but I think human beings have an amazing ability to rise to an occasion. You know, we do buck up, you know, we do things and we fight the good fight and we get up early and we stay up late. However, that kind of strength comes to an end, doesn't it? We get weary and we get burnt out. So that's why you're saying, so expand on that, because that whole burnout thing is really happening right now and has been going on for probably a couple of months.
Right. We see that in our frontline workers in the hospitals. We see it with the other first responders. As a counseling profession, we've been in emergency crisis mode for over a year. You know, how do we help our clients get through this in the best way?
Right.
While using a whole bunch of new tools that many of us didn't know how to use, didn't feel comfortable. The rules and regulations were changing hourly on what you could and couldn't do. And so I find myself, I have less resiliency to deal with things.
That's a really good way to say it, yeah.
And so I've noticed it this spring, that it's just been just a little. So self-care is very important, mm-hmm. In trying to do the things you know that help fill your bucket of resilience.
Yeah. You're going exactly what I just jotted down. I promised myself today that it wouldn't just be a litany of these are the issues, but each step along the way, Catherine, that you would offer to us some ideas for solutions, for things that we can do to overcome. So we're talking about burnout for everyone. What are some of the things that you've mentioned, self-care? What can we do to help burnout?
Well, it's very different for each person. Not working, overworking, and, you know, sometimes that's kind of my responses to anything that when I feel out of control, if I just work more and faster, that'll feel better, but eventually it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And so it's whatever that you know helps make you feel calmer, whether it's listening to soothing music, which I have taken up in the evening to go to bed. Going for walks, the things that you find bring you peace, make sure you're bringing them into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Mindfulness activities such as breathing, different forms of meditation, many people find very helpful. And they don't take very long. It's not like you have to, you know, think of the monks meditating for hours.
Yeah.
We're talking 10 minutes.
Right.
Max.
Sit down and just breathe deep. And
tremendous benefit in that, in regrouping so that you can go forward. So the list is just, there are a lot of free apps you can download on your phone to help you with those exercises, those kind of things. There are ones you can pay for, but there's also free ones out there.
I know it's not free, but a massage is on my list.
Yeah,
you know, when they told me that I couldn't hug people and I was going to church online there for a while last November, December. And massage, everybody had masks on, but it was still human touch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very relaxing and in a wonderful kind of way, rejuvenating, at least for me. The other one I want to mention is Audible. I was given Audible a couple of years ago by my niece, and I'm a big reader. One of my hobbies is reading. I read everything. And but Audible, I thought, I like the real book in my hand. Well, I'm a believer now. I am a believer. I do both, and I recommend. I know that there is free. You can get free Audible books through the library, through Libby.
Yes. Absolutely.
And you can get free stuff online through YouTube. But if you really want choice and you want something that you really want to listen to, maybe I recommend Audible. It's a little spendy. I don't know, $15 a month or something, which isn't that bad.
Right.
And you have this wonderful, it's like I tell my friends, I have a strange man who reads me to sleep every night. You know, I don't know who he is, but I like his voice. And he reads a story to me, whether it's fiction or whatever, and he reads me to sleep.
Right.
It is fabulous.
So there are many, many things.
Yes.
If you go out, some people enjoy games on their phones.
Yes.
They find that relaxing. It distracts their minds from their worries, their concerns. Some of those concerns are very valid. Mm-hmm. If you're unemployed and you're struggling to feed your family or pay your mortgage.
Right. You know, one of the reasons I just put a check mark next to exercise and see if you agree with this, and that is when you, a person walks, which is the easiest and the simplest and so free, or you decide to go to a gym on your own or in a class, whatever, it's interesting to me the way your mind is freed up to think of things. You have ideas. Things pop into your head, and I think exercise somehow. So if you're struggling on one side with your business and finances, if you keep exercising, some ideas will come to you.
It can be very helpful on a lot of levels. It can help kind of balance, I believe. I believe in science. And what I've seen is that exercise helps you get the chemicals in your body in balance to where they're supposed to be, because that's where your body wants to reset.
Right.
So if you go out for a brisk walk for 30 minutes, you've kind of reset everything.
Yeah.
And now you're back at a healthier outlook. You still have your problems. It doesn't solve those problems, but it can give way to new ideas.
Yeah, to some new ideas, and you'll sleep better at night. All right, we're up against a break. We're going to take it right now. I already know we're going to run out of time way before we run out of things to talk. I'm going to already have to have Catherine back, I can tell. So we'll be right back, everybody.
Welcome back to the Raptors. I'm Roy, he's Stan, we're from Triple Play over in North Idaho.
Hey, I have some news. I got my new phone today.
Wouldn't that be breaking news?
Okay, funny guy. Not bad, Roy, not bad.
Seriously, how many phones have you broken at this point?
You know, 3 or 4 dozen or so.
How does one dinosaur break that many phones?
Accidentally kicking it into the wave pool, losing it in the dark on XD Dark Ride, watching it tumble into the water at mini golf, unintentionally crushing it while bowling.
I'd say I can't believe it, but I can. I totally can.
Do you have pockets? I don't either.
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can race go-karts, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
I gotta show you this funny picture of my phone!
And score another for the wave pool.
We are here with Shane Flory from North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonners Ferry, answering your questions about aftermarket parts. I hear a lot about OEM parts. What is that?
OEM parts means original manufactured parts, which are made by the manufacturer of your particular vehicle. Honda is Honda parts, Toyota is Toyota parts. Aftermarket parts are made in China, and they don't fit correctly or have the same corrosion protection as the original manufactured parts do. At North Idaho Collision, you can rest assured that we only use OEM parts. We do this to make sure that your car is returned to pre-accident condition, not repaired to a lesser degree.
So if you receive an insurance estimate that includes aftermarket parts, how do you handle that?
That's where we're different than most shops. We cover the cost to put OEM parts back on your car, regardless of what the insurance company pays for.
To learn more about North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonners Ferry, visit them online at nicrepaircenter.com.
Over the years, Wilson Law Firm has become very well established and is one of the most technologically advanced practices in North Idaho. They're able to address all your legal needs, including wills, probates and estates, family law, criminal and civil law, traffic accidents, environmental and water law, corporate and governmental law, and property law. Best of all, Wilson Law offers digital remote services to suit your needs from the comfort, safety, and security of your own home. Wilson Law Firm in Bonners Ferry. Check out their Facebook page.
Wonder who is coming to Northern Quest? Yes, Roger Daltrey, that's who. At PECU Live, September 1st, Pepsi Outdoor Summer Concerts. Get tickets now at northernquest.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. We are talking today about mental health, some of the challenges that we've been facing now for a year and a half to our mental health, and some of the solutions that are available, some of the ideas to help you cope. And if you can't cope on your own, then you are encouraged to get help. You know, we were just talking about, Catherine, we were just talking about exercise, and I want to announce to our audience a program that was in place since, first of all, it's a national program. It's all over the United States, in cities across this country, in small towns like Hope and Clark Fork. It's called Walk with the Doc, D-O-C, as in Walk with the Doctor. And the idea is it's a free one-hour walk on a regular schedule, come rain or come shine, with some kind of a health professional. And so you can walk along with them as a group, and the questions can be asked, and the answers are given. It's just kind of a free-flowing walk and a free-flowing conversation. And Walk with the Doc is starting up again in Sandpoint. It begins Monday, June 7th at 1 o'clock at Travers Park. That's Monday, June 7th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Travers Park. The medical professional that will be walking with us for the first number of weeks, probably until she finds a replacement for a while, is Nancy Jenkins. And Nancy is a dietitian here, and she is going to have a lot of good information for us about healthy food and healthy eating. Not any one kind of a thing, but just in general, healthy things that we can put into our body, because it is truly garbage in, garbage someplace goes. So Catherine Peruse is our guest today. She is a mental health counselor. She is Dr. Catherine Peruse. And on the break, we were talking about some of the responses to COVID-19 might have been good to mitigate against COVID-19, but many of them for many people were negative in their mental health, whether it was their school or their business or their kids. So talk to us about some of the COVID-19 responses, like lockdowns in schools and closing churches, and how that affects or affected mental health, generally speaking.
I think a lot of our youth struggled with schools being closed and in moving forward with their education online. And that certainly is negative. We've not seen yet data that shows that there was any long-term effect as far as academics. It's far too early to tell. But mental health-wise, I think a lot of kids struggled being home, not having the structure of school, and dealing with online. There were also the kids that totally thrived with it.
Yeah.
But they were the minority.
They were definitely the minority.
Yes.
Kids need socialization, especially our teenagers. I think teenagers in particular, it's a time of life when you want to be in a group and you want to dress like that group, you know. They
I
think
agree.
They're being individual, but they really link up.
Right.
And so I'll say also for the younger kids, our elementary kids, they don't have the coping skills to understand what was going on. I think they were really lost.
It was difficult, and parents ended up having to do homeschooling at whatever level they were able to do, and it was very difficult on many parents.
Yes.
Time after time last year, I would say, thank heavens my children are grown. Watching my children deal with having to do homeschooling at home, because I would have been terrible.
Yeah.
Especially if you have special needs children.
Yes.
That makes it even harder. So now there's no separation between the academic challenges and the family challenges. Now it's just all one big pot.
Yeah. And, you know, parents, even though they may, some parents may have had a job where they could work at home. And so, you know, with one attention, they could have some work going on here and keep an eye on the kids doing some homework over here on their computers. But not everybody was in that sweet spot. Some people still had a job they had to go to. I know my UPS drivers and my FedEx drivers
were very busy
because people were ordering from home and our bigger stores. So not everyone was even present,
right?
Physically present.
Which was also a stress for the children being home, because some kind of something had to be arranged depending on the age of the child. And I know that a lot of the teens struggled with the lack of structure. Mm-hmm. That meant in their lives, because they were kind of left to their own devices.
And we all know what happens. Exactly. Left to their own devices, please. Right. Do we even have to ask the question?
Which in turn then is very stressful for the parents who have to leave and go to work. They know their teens. They know that what should be happening is probably not happening. And so now the parents are more stressed out.
What about the whole deal with I try not to get an irritated look on my face if somebody wants to elbow bump me or when that happened. I mean, I was trying to be very accepting of their need. But the lack of hugging within not just within a family, but just friends or in any kind of social setting, it just seemed odd to me.
That's been very hard for a lot of people who, you know, really feel the need for that kind of physical touch.
Feel the need for the physical? They may think they don't need it, but I think they do. Okay, she's shaking her head no. we'll let the vote go to the doctor here.
I think it's a much larger problem for some people than it is for others.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me at all.
Oh, my goodness.
Not at all.
I'm going to hug you when we leave.
But I know that it is very stressful for a lot of people because that is a part of who they are. That's one of their sources of strength. And to have that gone has been very upsetting and difficult to adjust to.
Yeah. And along that line with school lockdowns and that, what about our business people, for both the employees and the owners? I mean, to have businesses closed down, a lot of the smaller business closed down, but the bigger businesses stayed open, which I to this day don't understand. But that was very stressful mentally, financially, on both these groups, the employer and the employee.
Well, and now we're seeing the consequences of what at the time appeared to be very good support in the way of increased unemployment. Now people are saying, well, I'm not going to work for $9 an hour. Why would I do that? And we're seeing businesses faced with having to limit the hours that they're open because they don't have the staff. So there's always ripples that go out from every action, and it's not possible to always see them in advance. In fact, usually it's not. So accepting that, okay, this is what happened. So now how do we move forward? What's the best way to move forward with the information we have today?
You know, there are always consequences to every action.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a good, bad, or mixed. They're always. consequences.
And you can't always see them, though.
True, but there were some voices crying in the wilderness that some of this was excessive and over the top. But who knew that that was the right voice? But
right.
Now we're seeing some pretty dreadful consequences.
We are, but we were forestalling other dreadful consequences of people losing their homes. I don't know the answer there. Politics is not my strong point. But I do know that the ripple effect of the stress just flows in all directions in a big, huge circle.
You know, before we take the next break, we got just a minute that I want to take. So we're focusing in now on some of the consequences, the financial consequences for employers and employees. And that's more difficult than going out and taking a walk and getting a massage. Do you have any strategies for people who are still financially trying to recover or, you know, in the ditch someplace financially because of COVID-19?
We have many resources within our town. SCRC, which is Sandpoint Community Resource Center, is a wonderful resource for assistance on specific things or general things. The Department of Health and Welfare from Idaho has some funding to help people.
They have a lot. They have a lot of programs that
they
offer.
So there is a wide array. Probably the biggest thing is you don't have to be out there alone.
Amen to that. We have food banks in all of our communities, and I would offer every church that I know has programs that they link up with others, whether it's helping food, moving. If you've got to move out of one area, move to another, whatever. They have resources, both human and financial.
Agreed.
That they can. So if that is something that speaks to your heart, you can turn to a church for help. And I love the idea of the Idaho Health and Welfare, because they have all kinds of networks that maybe they don't run, but they know about in our community that they can refer you to.
They do. And yeah. SCRC does, too. They have a very close tie with almost all of the churches in the area.
Excellent.
As well as people who do volunteer. There's a group that does firewood. Mm-hmm. They collect firewood for families.
Exactly.
And deliver it. So there's a wide array of community resources, and you don't have to do it alone. Even though that's our culture, buck up, mm-hmm. make it work. This is an unusual time.
You know, I think the only difficulty in this part that we're talking about now, all the resources and the people, both public and private and government and not government, is that getting past that point where you pick up the phone or you knock on the door or you say, I need help.
Yes.
And this is what I need. That is hard for a lot of people because of pride.
It's hard for me.
Yeah. Or because they don't know that there's availability in the very area they need, or their pride, or whatever it is.
Sometimes they're so busy just trying to get through the day that they don't know about, literally don't know about things that you or I or someone else might know, might automatically think. If you're busy with survival, you don't have a lot of time to pay attention to what's going on around you.
You know, we've already talked about how people are in the burnout phase right now, and they, you know, maybe they've held on for a while. I can't encourage our listeners enough to seek help if you need it, to offer help if you see, or to refer someone to help if you see someone struggling in any way. Catherine, we are up against our last break. We got to take it. We're going to do it now. We'll be right back.
So sleepy I was driving past my bedtime. I paid no attention to those traffic signs. I was so drowsy from driving all night. I dozed off and ran that red light. I ran that red light. It was a real ugly sight. I smashed in my fender and popped my headlight. I shouldn't have been driving. Now please don't tell my wife. That Johnny Crash ran another red light. I called my friend Bondo.
Look looks like Bob Anderson.
I'm sure he was pleased to hear from me again. He sent me a tow truck and picked up my ride. It wasn't my fault. It was that stupid red light.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Ah, spring. Plenty of rain, sunshine, more rain. But this month at Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry, it's raining cash. We have $90,000 up for grabs when you play our May, Plinko, Rama all month long. And to make your visit more enjoyable, we've priced our Kootenai Falls Lodge rooms at just $89 a night midweek, or just $99 for a Riverview room upgrade. Both include two breakfast vouchers. Then we'll have a $26 certified Angus prime rib dinner available every Friday and Saturday. But the big news is, you can qualify all month long for a piece of $90,000 when you play Plinko Rama. We'll also have midweek spins, senior specials, and you can enjoy drinks and appetizers on our riverfront deck. Get your share of $90,000. To book your Kootenai Casino getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
North Idaho has some of the most beautiful forest in the nation. But with that beauty comes some challenges. If you're new to North Idaho or have been here a while and own 10 or more acres of forest land, those challenges pose a threat to your forest. Idaho Forest Group can help prevent problems before they happen. Weather extremes have made forest land more susceptible to damage. High winds can topple trees weakened by wind, drought, or disease. By scheduling a free, no-obligation site visit by an Idaho Forest Group expert, we can help develop a forest management plan to help it stand up to Mother Nature's wrath. And if selective thinning is required, it could create extra income for your family. So whether you're new to the area or been here a while and own 10 or more acres of forest land, know that weather extremes aren't going away and can destroy your land's value. To book a free forest assessment by Idaho Forest Group, visit ifg.com.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT and 1450 KBFI.
All right, everybody, here we are back. We are talking with Dr. Catherine Perus. She is a local counselor here in the Sandpoint area, and her counseling service is called Seven Peaks Counseling, and you can reach her at 208-816-4152. And Catherine, by the way, I want to thank you for being here today because I know you had to rearrange some clients to be here, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate them perhaps moving around a little
bit. It was my pleasure.
Thank you. I've got two topics. Let's talk about poverty. Poverty is yet one more burden that is on people. And maybe because of COVID-19, it's been even worse. How does poverty play into this?
I think it's been worse and it's been better. There are extra supports out there that typically are not out there for single mothers who work in a job that makes $10 an hour. There was extra food stamps. There was, you know, a different thing. So in some ways, it was better. In other ways, if you were a waitress making $8 an hour and got laid off because your restaurant was closed for however many months,
and you weren't getting tips, which are a big
right.
part of your income.
You certainly have no backup money. You don't have the recommended 3 months in your savings account. You make it literally from payday to payday with a couple bucks in your pocket if you're lucky at the end of the pay period. So it's had both impacts.
You know, the other part of that is not all counseling. I know you do some pro bono. I know there are other counseling services that have a sliding scale. There's some that is provided, but a part of the poverty equation is not being able to afford the counseling that you need when you're in a more serious situation.
Well, that's why the Medicaid expansion that passed was so critical. And every year I work with NAMI Idaho on their board to encourage our legislators to continue it, to not cut it, the funding for it, because it is critical. It has made a dramatic difference in the number of people of lower income who can now access counseling.
You know, bringing up Medicaid gets me to our final topic, and that is hope. I mean, I don't care who you are and what your situation is, whether it's been really bad or, okay, you're an introvert. It hasn't been that bad for you. You didn't mind staying in your pajamas until noon. But everybody needs hope, don't we, Catherine?
It's critical. And that's been a real challenge the last couple of years. There's an overwhelming amount of negative media exposure, everything from Facebook to TikTok to Instagram. It takes real effort to find the positive things. They are out there. Mm-hmm. And I often tell my clients, you know, I know you're upset by this or that that you've seen, but you need to cut back on it because it's unhealthy. You need to limit the amount of it. So yeah. I go on Facebook for half an hour in the morning. Yeah. That's all I go on all day. So if you want to get a hold of me, that's not the way to do it. I only have positive things on my Instagram. Mm. Baby animals, particularly baby goats.
You need to visit Maker's Long Acres.
I know Maker's Long Acres well.
The baby goats, yes. On Facebook.
They say that a smile releases twice as much of the positive chemicals that can help your mood. So if you can peek up and look at bouncing baby goats three or four times a day, you are actually helping your mood. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean hide your head about the things that are going on, but keep it in perspective.
Yeah. You know, I know some people might say, well, that's pretty superficial. And you know what? It isn't. Everything that we can do, whether it's looking at positive things or listening to positive people, being around positive friends that lift you up and that you lift them up, taking a walk, you know, and, you know, thanking God for blue skies and sunshine and rain. And it's hope is so important. And honestly, I think that we focus, I'm just for Barbara, when I focus on the problem too much, I just get into this little telescope, narrow vision. But if I just back away and I start looking at everything else that's going on in my life, I'm overwhelmed at how wonderful and good and blessed I am. So perspective.
It is. And taking the time to notice.
Yes. Yeah. The other thing also on this idea of hope. Hope is so important, is we are, and we touched on it before, we are in a community of support. I believe Sandpoint is very special. I hope it will always be this way. And I don't want to just say Sandpoint, by the way, but it's Bonner County. It's other communities, Laclede and Dover and Hope and Clark Fork and Ponderay and Kootenai and Bonner's Ferry. It just, we are communities of care. And neighbors care for neighbors up here still and yet. And there's hope in that, isn't there?
There is. There absolutely is.
Right. All right, everybody. We are at the end. Not at the end of this conversation. It could go on. But for today, we're at the end. Catherine, again, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And I'll be back next week with an organization that is to a certain extent misunderstood and has been on the receiving end of fake news and purposeful untruths, if I can say that, especially in today's environment. There's so much going on that, I don't know, it seems crazy. But, you know, it seems if an organization is Christian or pro-gun or, oh, my gosh, conservative, whatever, they have kind of a battle on their hands today. So next week, I am curious. I'm looking forward to an up-to-date discussion of Hold On To Your Hats, the John Birch Society. I want to know who they are and what do they really stand for. So don't miss it. I think it's going to be informative and interesting. Until then, this is Barbara saying, you guys take care and be blessed.
97.1 K246.